Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. I've yet, but I guarantee you we will be soon.
Usually knocks on the door. I think he's getting you a snack right now.
He is getting me a snack.
He's setting us up right now. I can see him.
Yeah, because he's the ultimate setter-upper. Then he'll take care of my snack. I hope he doesn't get mad at me. Like, I'm not trying to, like, demand that he gets me a snack. But
you asked very nicely.
You just said, hey, is there any Crunch Bars?
Yeah.
And see, you know, he's really the only one that would know where they are.
Right.
Chances are he may have bought them for personal use.
Right.
Maybe the BRN bought them. I don't know.
They're mostly sent us as gifts or he buys them.
I mean, come on, Bubba. You know Anna knows exactly where they're at now.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you she knows the pantry code.
She knows everything.
I actually don't.
You liar.
I swear to God on my life. Ask Blitz.
Blitz, thank you so much. And that was the kind I wanted, too. Thank you.
I do not know the pantry code.
You don't know the pantry code?
No.
Good. You know the pantry code, don't you?
I forget it.
Good.
You forget it?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do. It's, hey, do this real quick, and I don't want to be responsible for anything, so I just don't want to remember it. That means I'm not held responsible, and Bubba can't get mad at me.
When's the last time I got mad at you?
No, I'm saying, like, that's just one way. Like, hey, something's wrong with the pantry. I don't know how to get in there. Boom.
Well, you know how to get in there. I bet you could go back and look at a text.
Probably. But that just shows what...
But here's the deal. I trust... there's been times during my show that I've trusted people and they really screwed me over. I don't think this is one of those times. I think I have some of the most trustworthy people ever working for me.
I think you do, too.
And they're dropping like flies, too. People that work for me.
We're here for you.
Man, if we could survive on this lineup with a Jackson kicker, I'd just prefer to keep it that way. Have you guys all raised it.
Agreed. Thank you very much. Very,
yes.
Very much,
yes,
by
very,
the way, Bubba.
Thank you. I was thinking yesterday, but thank you very much.
Oh, about the
thank
check?
Thank you. Yes. Thank oh, you my God. Much. Thank you.
Did it make a difference? Could you tell?
Huge difference. God, yeah. Thank you so much. Seriously.
Especially with the way gas and food is going.
Right.
Blitz, I saw your check. When you saw it, was like, whoa. Whoa.
Absolutely, I was.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
When I got that number.
I still got bony from it.
Slinger and D on that deal.
When I got that number from Ashley, I go, what? Oh. I was like, shit. And I asked Blitz, and I'm like, whoa. He's like, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody's raises kicks in on the next paper.
Woo! You're the best. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. God, so many things I'm the best.
Wyatt Harris, $20 super chat.
Keep it going.
Because eating on the air like this is not cool. People are going to be really mad at me right now.
It's not food. It's a protein.
Yeah, it's a protein bar. It's good for him. It keeps him thick and rugged. His traps are bulging right now. He needs it. He needs
his
protein.
Laps are popping.
Yeah. Bubba, did you get the? Are you going to get the smart car fixed too from SOS?
Mm-hmm. Why do you want to drive it?
Oh, I if you have a list of people that can drive it, I'm first to sign up. If that's okay with you.
How about I rent it to you?
Even better, and I'll take care of it.
What I'm saying is,
wash it, clean it.
I'm gonna let you drive it. For free.
Ooh.
You just put gas in it.
Okay.
It's got insurance. And then that just means you got to, like, you know, be really up on the lawn maintenance around here. That's it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you can carry all your lawn tools in it.
Well, yeah, you can't. You can't
carry.
You
can put the lawnmower in the passenger seat.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, with the weed whacker right between us?
I mean, you can't. I mean, like, it's you can only take Ashley. You can't put a car seat in the back.
No, and Ashley and I were even talking about it when the parents come over to watch them, like us, go out and just drive.
No,
around
for real,
on.
You two could just, well, like I'm telling you, for a couple, it's can't believe I'm saying this. It's a cute little car for a couple because it's you're in pretty close proximity. It's literally like Blitz will tell you. It's literally like you're in a go-kart.
Oh yeah.
It's like a go-kart. It's the most go-karty that a legal passenger car that you can drive on the road could be.
Yeah, the best part is you hit the throttle and it goes, and it kind of gets going, and then it goes to shift, and it like just really just pushes you back in the seat.
No.
Because it doesn't shift right. It's not that. I mean, it's the type of car. It's not that specific one. They all shift like that.
So, yeah, Lummy, when I get it fixed, one of your perks
sweet
will be you can drive the smart car.
Wow.
I will be driving that everywhere.
And I don't think you would want to drive that.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You would if you had to drive
it. Of course.
But
like when Gus was broken.
Yes.
What all is SOS going to do with it? Like what needs to be done?
The smart car?
Yeah.
All I think it needs to be done is to find out. I think it needs a new battery. Needs to find out what's draining the battery.
Okay.
And then figure out why it's overheating.
Now, I bought new speakers for it. Do you want me to put new speakers in it? Because remember, you think the speakers are blown. Because that's why there's no radio in it. But the radio works.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yippee-O Brando, $19.99 Super Chat.
Thank you, Yippee-O Brando. Let's see, Blitz, if we can get it running.
Okay. Because the only thing you have to do to put the speakers on is you have to take the outside door apart.
Yeah, let's not do that.
It's actually not that hard, but it's funny.
And don't worry about it, Bubba. I don't need speakers. I'll just have my phone on.
Yeah.
So
he'll have earbuds in listening to World Through Free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, Lummy, I'm going to try to get it fixed.
Sweet.
Now, I'm anticipating that the cream machine. Hold on. I got to write this down.
When you went there and the engine started up, did you get like a little hard on? Because that engine does sound really good.
Steve Forensic put that engine together. I think it's actually Steve Fezcheck.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve, I think I don't think he likes us.
He what? Hates you.
Yes.
Well, Steve,
because he built that motor and
well, but see, you have to understand, Steve, you built that motor, and I was going through the toughest time of my life, and I'm going to be dead honest with you, Steve. I couldn't even afford to put insurance on it. I mean, I couldn't even, at that time I was driving, Sumo gave me his Cadillac to drive, and I had that in a Crown Vic and a smart car, all paid for.
Well, Steve can definitely afford it himself off his YouTube profits.
I heard he's blowed up on YouTube.
Yep.
How many subscribers does he have?
60,000.
Yeah.
Each video gets about, looks like 50,000 views after a couple of days.
Perfect. Steve, I was never trying to be disrespectful to you, my friend. And I apologize to you profusely as the reason why I want you built that motor for me. And I wasn't trying to be unappreciative. And I just couldn't afford insurance for it. And it's just, it was like priority number, you know, not a very big priority. I was just trying to survive at that point.
Just trying to
and so as the business is doing better, and we're finding, you know, we're paring down the people that really want to work here and work harder and create content, and we can continue to monetize that content like we're doing, then I'll be able to afford things like one, getting the cream machine fixed. By the way, it was not your fault, Steve, why it wouldn't run.
No.
And the engine's perfect. And it's, and yes, allow me to answer your question. It sounds like it's a badass motor. It's a really nice, strong 350, 4-bolt main, like, you know, kind of a nice industrial strength motor you'd put like in an RV or a truck.
The original motor you put in it was ridiculous.
Right. So, it was a race motor, and it was just not, it was just way over the top.
Well, when you had it built and had the transmission built, you told them, look, I've got a trailer, and this thing will never, ever, ever be driven on the road, ever. It's going to be trailered everywhere. We'll, like, start it to get it off the trailer, and that'll be it. Like, it won't drive. And then, like, a week later, you're like, all right, Blitz, drive it to St. Pete and back.
And Blitz said no.
No, I did.
Did you?
Let me stop getting, okay, just, yes, you're right. Everybody's right. So, listen. Here's the deal.
But I mean, they didn't build it wrong. They built it to what it was supposed to do,
right.
But it was not meant for, like, on the road driving.
Yeah.
Around.
Well, it's the motor was I took the real radical race motor out and put them, and Steve Fez checked
a reasonably but still badass motor.
Strong, nice, strong, reliable 4-bolt, 4-barrel carburetor, 350 4-bolt main, nice 350. And we might have that, done by next week. And if that's the case, Lummy, I might make you drive that home one day as an inaugural, like, to see if it'll make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the guinea pig.
Okay.
I'll show you how to turn the lights all on and everything.
Drive it up and down the interstate.
Right. I don't think Anna would be caught dead in either. Right, Anna?
She would drive a smart car.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
She would not drive the cream machine.
Anna, you look, I'm looking at you on camera now. You look, first of all, you're
achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Your mic placement sucks. There it goes. It's going towards the back. It's like you're getting rear milked again. And secondly, you look sad, like something's wrong. Like you look like you have like a kind of a disturbed look on your face. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I can't really contribute to the, you know, the
engine,
car talk,
the engine talk.
So I was just waiting.
How's Gus? When are you doing another oil change?
Thinking about, like,
do we get to do it again, or are you done with our bullshit?
No, you can do it.
Gus doesn't really get much miles on it anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've been driving Blitz's car, so it's really nice.
You just, drive the Blitz's car.
Money.
Now, Blitz, would you want to even like drive Gus, or would you just prefer to get in your car?
Oh, I have driven Gus before.
But he prefers to use his car because I've gotten very angry at him when he drives crazy in my car.
Oh, when he drives too, yeah. Like, because he kind of cowboys it up.
Cut corners and get in front of people, which is like fine, whatever. I feel safe
Bubba,
most of the time.
I don't drive like a 99-year-old lady like some people do.
Well, whatever. There's a happy medium somewhere in there. But
I like to stop at intersections where there's no light or stop sign, just in case. That. You never know.
Oh, please don't tell me that's true.
Does she ever speed? Like if I told her, Blitz, I need you to take my Benz on 275 across the Howard Franklin and get it up to 120.
No problem.
No, not you, dumbass.
Oh, if you told her that?
Her.
No, I'm not driving over 90.
No way.
And if I'm driving 90, I need to slow it down.
If I said, hey, man, take my CLS 55, gas it up to a $130.
I don't know what CLS 55 is.
That's my Benz, my 06 Benz. I just made, once I made my last payment on it.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
I own it free and clear. Got me a clear title, buddy.
No, I like driving safely.
What's Reagan have for a car?
She has a Honda Accord. I think it's an 08.
She looks like a Honda Accord girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it fits her.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, boy?
What's up, Brandon Dunning, Brandon the Quad? How are you, my friend? I was talking about you a few days ago, showing somebody your porno on OnlyFans.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I talk about it all the time.
Do the boys in your little small hometown, have they all seen the losing of your virginity? Have they seen it?
Well, I tried to get them to watch it with me, but nobody wanted to take me up on it.
But you know, deep down, they're probably watching it. You know.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I'm watching the Playboy documentary.
Oh,
that's some crazy shit.
Oh, that's great. By the way, they say it may be tune-ins down, and then that means what? Maybe
I just checked. It's gone. No.
Thanks, Lemmy.
No problem.
Yeah, Anna, you got it. Anna. I want a sister girl you on Monday.
I know you
for
do.
A few episodes.
Okay.
Can you just get a couple in for me, babe?
Yeah, I'll try to get a couple.
I don't ask
in.
A lot.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
But I want a sister girl with you because, you know, Dan will be able to sister girl with me. Lummy, you'll sister girl with me. Come on now.
Okay.
The craziest one, not that this is gross, but I can't believe he drinks 40 Pepsis a day. That's a lot of Pepsi.
Yeah, he drank 40.
No, he didn't.
30, yes, he did. Between 30 and 40 Pepsis a day. Yes.
How did he live to 96 and not die of diabetes?
I'm just telling you.
And 2 pounds of M&M's a day.
And 2 pounds of M&M's a day, yes.
I don't even know if I believe that.
Whatever, Honor. Just watch the fucking thing.
Because he fucked a lot of young bitches.
Yeah.
He
was blasting 19-year-olds at 3 a day for 70 years.
Okay, he had 36 bottles of Pepsi in a day.
There you go. Fact checker over there. Hey, all right, Brandon. We love you, buddy.
All right, love you guys too. Bye.
See you, Brandon.
Bye.
I think today's YouTube video might be the damn. I might write Lisa a couple because I'm trying to get Blitz. I'm trying to have Jackson tighten up that Tyler talk from yesterday.
Okay.
Because I want. I've been told by certain people that I'm absolutely hated by the racing community and by a lot of people.
The racing community.
Yeah, by the racing community hates me, and a lot of other local people hate me because of how disrespectful I was to Tyler and his girlfriend yesterday. And quite frankly, I listened to it two times. I'm like, somebody's probably not being honest here. So I'd like to make it available and Blitz, go to the comment section and say, listen.
Weigh in
on the deal.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but a lot of people asked, like, today, and like, especially when this thing first started, they said, did Tyler get fired or did he find a new job? He did not get fired.
Well, I did not fire him.
He went and found a new job.
He
started the other day.
Wasn't, you know, happy here, I guess.
Right.
And thought this was a dead-end situation. Those are some of the words that were used. Am I being right?
Yeah, and he's still young and wanted to go find something that worked
fine.
Better for him, that made more money and was, you know, a possibility for a career.
And did I say anything other than I'm all for it?
As far as I know, and what you told me, he told me you were very supportive of
it. I'm like, whatever you want, son. I just want you to be happy.
But just so people know, he was not fired.
He was not. He was not. So as soon as those, hopefully Jackson gets that to me, and I'll plaster that everywhere. And there's going to be, and again, I'm open for, I'd love for everybody's opinions on that. I think the Dan Cowboy video might be going up today. So yeah, we got a bunch of great stuff going up.
Flapping Yaps on Friday.
On Facebook and YouTube, both all from now to the rest of the week. And then tomorrow, our podcasting world's got the new Flapping Gaps. So there you go. Getting your Bubba fix as much as you can. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Mike. How y'all doing?
Mike, good. I'm getting ready to leave.
Well, I got
a meeting I got to be to. I just got a lot going on.
Well, I'd like to make this short and sweet. First thing, I hope you're not mad at me. I am the one that took a Doberman in named Colt. I called a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't be mad. Right. We wouldn't be.
No. My wife and I were going to Disney, and my wife's like, what about a service vest? I said, it'll be here tomorrow. I had Bubba Army chevrons on each side and right down the back put on it.
Well, perfect. Now, is he a real service dog, though?
Of course not.
Of course he is.
Okay, I got it. Like, you're in on the service deal, like everybody is. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Why not? It's almost a rib now. Yeah, no, the service deal is almost a rib now.
Yeah.
But Blitz, I'm telling you what, you told me that dog will not leave you alone. He will not leave me alone.
Oh, no.
At all.
No, they don't leave your side, period. Like, you can't go to the bathroom by yourself.
Well,
I own a mobile detailing company. Now he has to go detail with me.
Well, good. That's perfect.
Yeah, they're super loyal, and they want to be next to you at all times.
Just don't let them drink any antifreeze from a guy's dripping antifreeze.
Nope. Hey, guys, I'm sorry about Tizzy. It will come back. It took me a couple years with my son, but God bless.
I appreciate your support. And listen, I don't need those phone calls. I don't need people to call in and tell me that, you know, I'm sorry to hear about Tizzy. It's teenage kids. It's the type of issues that you have with teenage kids. I just happen to, you know, talk about my life on the air, so to speak, but I don't know. And nobody needs any luck with anything. It'll all work out, you know. It's just family stuff. It'll work out. But I don't need people, you know, saying that. Because the Blitz just leads to more and more talk. Like, it just leads
cooler
to more festivity.
Cooler heads will prevail with
time.
Yeah,
like, we don't need to think or you know, good luck to you. It'll work itself out, however it
That's
does.
That's what I always say.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bubba, it's George calling.
Oh, this is the troublemaker.
Oh, thanks a lot, George.
I'm the troublemaker, and Bubba, I want to apologize to you. You guys are like family, even though we live miles and miles and miles apart, but I listen to every show you do.
Oh, here comes the lies.
Yeah.
No, there's no lies.
Here come the lies.
Here comes the lies.
I'm sorry that I asked that question, but as soon as you said it's a family deal, I was okay, got to go, bye, bye, bye. But you handled the explanation great. I'm a father, too, and want to say they're successful kids. And
well, I don't know about that. Well, we know at least one of them.
A lot of money doing
Here
pretty
come
damn
the lies
good.
Again.
Here comes the lies.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, buddy, listen. George, thank you. Again, it's a situation that hopefully works itself out. I love him any less. He's my son. I'd give him a kidney if he needed one. It's just family stuff with some kid stuff mixed in, and it'll just work itself out. I don't need any luck for it or anything like that. Time will heal this situation for whatever that is. All right, Gary. Thanks, my friend. I know I handled it perfectly,
Gary.
Like I do everything.
George.
Yeah. Yellow jersey.
There you go. I think this would be a great time for us to just like wrap it up. You know, kind of an abbreviated show, but nonetheless. You okay, Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Lummy, you good, bud?
Of course, yes, sir, brother.
And then once the smart car gets done, you can drive it.
All right.
A little bit. Now, like, you know, not like maybe every day, maybe like just a couple days or something.
Yeah, just a little
mile
relief.
Mile up my car.
Yeah, no, I mean, just, you know, on the highway miles.
A little relief.
Yeah, a little relief.
All right.
Helps it out.
Blitz, you got anything in closing, my friend?
Not at all.
Anna, anything from you?
That's it.
Lum, Lum?
I love you.
Love you guys all.
Love you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Peace, bye.